Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There was once a little boy, a toddler, really, who knew how to pray. His parents took seriously their responsibility to raise him in faith, and so he learned to talk. He learned to pray. Many times, all throughout the day, his parents would find opportunities to prompt him when he woke up in the morning, or when he was getting ready to eat, or when he went to bed. His parents, they loved to hear his little prayers, those beautiful little petitions that only a child like him could be so moved to come before God with. And they would smile as he would pray, "Dear God, please let my teddy bear be happy tomorrow because he really had a bad day today." And as the boy matured, so did his prayers. As a teen, he would often turn to God for far more important things. "Jesus," he would beg, "please keep me from acting like a fool on the date tonight. Or please, God, I've got to get a C on this test." And then the boy grew into a man. And as a man, he married and he formed a family, and his prayer life continued. Through the years, he grew in this relationship with God, and his prayers seemed to reflect this fact. Constantly, his wife and he would pray over their children. They would pray for the health of their marriage. They would pray for whoever happened to be on their heart at that moment. See, prayer had always been a part of his life. It was just natural to him. And I tell you all of this because it explains why he was so shaken, so caught off guard one afternoon when he was sitting at a cafe with a friend of his. They had gone to lunch quite often, and this lunch was no different. Their conversation was normal. But as the meal ended, as their visit started to come to a close, the friend asks him, almost nonchalantly, he says, "When you pray, do you talk to God through a mirror? Or do you talk to God through a window?" This man was taken aback. He didn't know what to say. He just stuttered for a minute and said, I don't know. I don't even know what you're asking. He goes, "I talk to God. That's all I do. I talk to God." And his friend said, "Let me explain what I mean." And so he opens up his Bible app on his phone and he turns to the gospel passage that we just read. It was Mark 10. And he starts in verse 35 and he reads, "And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, 'Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you.' And he said to them, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And they said to him, 'Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory.'" And the friend continued. He said, picture James and John talking to Jesus. And in between them, between them and Christ, is a mirror. When they looked at Jesus, when they were speaking to Jesus, what did they see? The man replied, of course, themselves. They see themselves. And he said, exactly. That's exactly right. What they saw were themselves. What they saw were their own needs, their own desires reflecting back on them. What they didn't see was Jesus, because he was being blocked by their own reflections. And how then does Jesus respond? The friend continued in the passage. He said, Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." You see, what Jesus did at that moment was remove the mirror, and he replaced it with a window. He said to them, he said, "You don't know what you're asking for. You have to look past your own desires. You have to look past yourselves. You have to look through the window and set your eyes on God. He's standing right there in front of you. And when you pray, he is the one you should be focused on." And sure, you'll see a hint of your reflection in the window, but it'll just be a hint. It won't obscure your view of God. And he said, "You cannot see him if you're talking through a mirror." And his friend then went on to describe how Jesus modeled this behavior all through his life. And he pointed to an episode in the garden before Jesus was arrested. Two times Jesus prayed, and he said, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." You see, at all times, Jesus was perfectly focused on God, perfectly focused on seeing and praying to him through a window, never through a mirror. And that perfect obedience led him from that garden to the cross. And it's there that he suffered. It's there that he gave up his life. But he did that because it was God's will. It was his will not to remove the cup, not to circumvent the suffering and the death, but for Jesus to endure it all. It was his will that Jesus would become our sin and bear our judgment. And it was his will that Jesus
would give up his life. You see, Jesus prayed through the window. He was obedient to God's will. And it led to his death. But it also led to his resurrection. And it led to our salvation. Because of that obedience, our sin has been atoned for. Our relationship with God has been restored. So that is how we are also to pray. We're to pray just like Jesus prayed. Your will be done. That's hard. It's hard when your child or your spouse is in need of healing. It's hard to pray like that when you have real world problems and you know what the answer should be. It's hard to pray that God's will be done. And it's hard because we're afraid of what his answer might be. We're afraid that it will not be the answer that we have in our hearts. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray it anyway. We pray God's will be done. And we turn the answer over to him because we know that he is good. We know that he loves us. And we know that he is wise. We turn the answer over to God because when we look back in our past and the past of those around us, we can see God answering prayers, always making the decision that was best, even when we didn't agree or see it at the time. So we pray, not my will, God, but yours. Yours be done. And we set aside that mirror. And we speak to God through that window. I'd like to invite us to do that now. Would you pray with me? Lord, we come to you with so many needs, some minor, some major, but all important. We believe we know what is best for us, but this morning we are reminded that you know more. In faith and trust, we set aside the mirror and we speak to you through a window. We offer you our needs, even our desired responses, but always we pray in confidence that you know better than we do. And we pray in confidence that you will answer our prayers in ways that are truly best for us. In your name we pray. Amen.